This edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles is sponsored by Radio KSCR, variety radio at its best, and 3000 Records, promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels. Ever get a feeling there's nothing on the radio? Then tune in to Radio KSCR. KSCR Radio is variety radio at its best, spinning the best in rap, rock, R&B, alternative, and electro. Experience what you've been missing. Tune in and turn yourself on to great music. Visit us at RadioKSCR.com. Put your finger on the pulse of the music industry. You want a team to promote your music? Then look no further than 3000 Records, where promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels is the name of the game. So get connected and gain exposure to the masses. You've got a career to get started. 3000 Records. Visit us at 3000records.com. You're listening to Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired gives it up for Seek Irony and their new album, Tech and Roll. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Steve McQueen, prettiest boy I've ever seen. See him shake on the movie screen, Jimmy Dean. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're giving it up for Seek Irony and their new album, Tech and Roll. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Kefir Gove of Seek Irony regarding the new release, and you're going to hear that interview in just a few minutes. But first, from their album, Tech and Roll, here is Seek Irony with Devil in Me. We'll be right back. From their new album, Tech and Roll, that was Seek Irony with Devil in Me. And check out the band at their official website, www.seekirony.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Kefir Gove of Seek Irony regarding the new release, and here's how the interview went.
How do you feel about the work that's behind you? I mean, with this album and the videos that are out there.
I mean, I don't know if you know, but like all the videos, all those stuff. I mean, we do everything. We're you know, very independent. We
wow
pretty much like decide, you know, who to, you know, do the videos with. We produce our own albums. We do you know, send it out to a mixer that, you know, mix their album, and a mastering guy that I'll give them credits later on in the interview. But I own a recording studio, and I'm a music producer, so we do everything in-house, and that's how, you know.
And when you say we, you're referring to you and your brother, right?
Oh, I'm referring to the whole band.
The whole band, okay.
Yeah, me and my brother, we're the founders of the band. We started the band back in Israel 10 years ago, and we had some amount of success over there. We were already, like, pulling big following, and we were playing major festivals in Israel. We had a successful recording studio business over there. And we just felt like we hit a ceiling, and we just kept getting these opportunities that were coming from the U.S., and it was very hard to put them together because it was just too expensive to start the tour from Israel. That we decided that we should just move our base to somewhere in the U.S. And we picked Austin, and when we came here, we met Alex Campbell, who is our guitar player now, and Adam Donovan, who plays bass, and Misa Trebic, and Mika Loganis is a DJ, a professional DJ that was actually residing in L.A., and he's a childhood friend of my brother's. And he decided to come from LA to Austin to join the band.
I see. So, so 10 years. I mean, that's a long time to be doing this, you know. So, tell me how you feel that the band has evolved from its beginnings to now. I mean, you know, what are the biggest differences for you? I mean, other than the fact that it was in a different country, but you know.
Yeah. I guess, you know, every band, you know, starts somewhere and grows and hopefully finds whatever is right for them. And we started out, you know, playing thrash metal music. Like, we grew up listening to Metallica and Megadeth and Pantera and Ozzy Osbourne and all those stuff. And later, you know, Dream Theater and Tool and, you know, and then System of a Down and Deftones and those kind of bands. So we evolved a lot. We started out from playing like speed thrash metal and, you know, grew up to play more progressive rock and then dived more into the electronic scene because Israel has a very big electronic scene. And going on one hand to rave parties with EDM music, and on the other hand side, you know, growing up listening to the bands that I've described, we always felt like that both genres are very similar, but just very different in sound, and we wanted to bring them together. So at some point, we kind of discovered certain songs that we wrote that really created that balance for us. And we felt that that is what makes Seek Irony different from everybody else, so we pursued on growing more in that balance between the two genres.
And talk about how music first came into your life, you and your brother. I mean, talk about how music first manifested and didn't let go, in a sense.
Well, it's been a long time, but I remember myself, I was like probably 11 years old. I saw Metallica live. I got somebody gave me the Black Album. First time that I heard Sad But True, I was like hooked.
I see.
And then I just, you know, I started learning guitar. My brother, on the other hand, was 8 years old, picked up his first, drumsticks, and he used to bang on pots and pans all around the house until, like, for a whole year, until our parents were like, okay, we'll get you a drum kit. because we had each other from a very early age, we just played a lot together and started writing songs, and that's how it developed.
And how long have you guys been stateside now? How many years have you guys been out here?
About almost 2 years.
Okay, all right. So, and within 2 years, yeah, I mean, you know, Austin definitely has this, you know, music, you know, this penchant for music, and needless to say, South by Southwest. But why Austin? Was it specifically because of that, or?
Not because of South by. Years ago, we toured the U.S. Independently, and we also signed with a big famous producer out in California, Sylvia Massey, who produced a bunch of bands like Tool and System of a Down and Red Hot Chili Peppers. And when we were here, we mainly came to record the album, but we ended up playing a few shows here and there. And we stumbled upon Austin, and our schedule kind of got screwed up, and we ended up staying here for about a week with people we did not know, but that week left such an impression on us, just because of the people we were with, and the vibe of the city. We felt like there's a lot of good vibes here, good people, and we told ourselves, you know, one day when we really move to the U.S. for a longer term, Austin's going to be our base.
I see.
Check out the band at their official website, www.seekirony.com. And from the album Tech and Roll, here is Seek Irony with Tech and Roll.
Alive, can you feel it? Yeah, it's taking over your mind. It's when the
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired is pleased to announce the rockwired.com Artist of the Month, Vajra, and their stunning album, Pleroma. Combining hard rock with exotic Indian flourishes and the mesmerizing stage presence and voice of frontwoman Ana Maria, Vajra is something different and unexpected. Just the sort of thing we need in rock and roll. Pleroma, the stunning debut album from Vajra, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at www.vajratemple.com. Is your music career stuck in a rut? Well, it's time to get slammed. Slammed Music Group is a full-service entertainment company designed to launch your career to the next level with a wide range of services from artist development, artist management, promotion, merchandising, distribution, publicity, website design, and more. Launch your career to the next level with Slammed Music Group. Visit us at slammed.rocks. Ever get a feeling there's nothing on the radio? Then tune in to Radio KSCR. KSCR Radio is variety radio at its best, spinning the best in rap, rock, R&B, alternative, and electro. Experience what you've been missing. Tune in and turn yourself on to great music. Visit us at RadioKSCR.com. Put your finger on the pulse of the music industry. You want a team to promote your music? Then look no further than 3000 Records, where promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels is the name of the game. So get connected and gain exposure to the masses. You've got a career to get started. 3000 Records. Visit us at 3000records.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Seek Irony and their new album, Tech and Roll. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Kefir Gove of Seek Irony regarding the band and their music, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And, this latest incarnation of the band, you used a lot of, you know, people from your immediate surroundings in Austin. So talk a little more about your current lineup and tell me who they are and what it is you think each of them brings to the table that makes this thing work.
Okay, so, everybody, I gotta say that this is by far the best lineup that we've ever had. Just amazing musicians. Everybody's got different talents. Everybody's got different things that they bring to the table in this band, and I'll give examples. So Alex Campbell is a three-time Grammy-nominated guitar player. He has been a pro guitar player since he was young, like 15, 16, he toured with Lady Gaga and Anthrax and all kinds of stuff. And he, when we met him, he just finished Berkeley in Boston, and he was coming back to Austin and was looking for his own project. He kind of had enough of doing the hired gun thing. He wanted something of his own. And we met him at the right time. He just loved the band, the sound, you know, the electronica plus rock thing that we're doing, and he just came in and, you know, joined the band. And what he contributes a lot is that he plays seventh strings, eight string guitars that really add, you know, that heavy sound of guitars that we didn't have in the band before. Besides the fact that he's a phenomenal guitar player, when we originally met him, we knew that it's a no-brainer that, you know, he's overqualified to play our music. But it was more about, like, his personality and all that stuff that, you know, created that chemistry between the three of us. After him, we met Adam Donovan. Adam Donovan is a pro bass player here in Austin. He's also a sound engineer and a lighting tech. He toured the world with KMFDM and the Croups. So he, like, does all kinds of lighting programming. And again, he's a sound engineer, and he's got a lot of cool talents. You know, he worked with cars when he was young, so he also knows mechanics. So a lot of very valuable skills on top of just being an amazing musician. And then last but not least to join the band was Mikael Oganes. Like I said, he was a pro DJ in California, in LA, and he was looking to do a live EDM band. He approached my brother Rom to record drums for him in our studio, and while we were kind of going back and forth on the tracks, and my brother was telling him, you know, you want to do a live EDM thing? That's kind of what we're doing. Do you want to come out here and give this a try? And he was like thinking about it for a few days and just put everything in a van and just came over here. And we've been working on it since.
And explain the songwriting process for you. How do you go about it?
We don't, like, a lot of bands would, like, jam together and kind of figure out riffs and stuff. We don't really do that. What we do usually is we get inspired by either a guitar riff or some synth riff or some electronic beat. Then I kind of take the song and kind of put a melody to it and figure out the lyrics, sit with it for a few days, and understand what the song really means for me. And then I kind of put a structure to it, just with an acoustic or just with whatever we already had, you know, drafted with like, you know, just the beat or a guitar riff or something like that. And if it sounds pretty strong at that point, meaning like just the naked song, just the guitar and vocals, we take it further and really like record the whole thing, drums, bass, synths, electronic beats, and guitars and vocals. That's how we kind of tackle it. We usually write like a bunch of songs. We write like 40 songs for an album and just pick the ones that we feel are the strongest.
And talk about the song Devil in Me. Talk about what inspired it.
Well, Devil and Me, I don't want to ruin, everybody connects with a song or relates to that song however they see, you know, whatever touches them personally, but the song is really about addiction. It's about, it could be anything from drugs to alcohol to gambling to, you know, an infatuation or, you know, some kind of, you know, stuff like that. I picked in this song to write it as if it is, you know, like a second personality. So I'm basically like almost metaphorically dealing with somebody else, which is the addiction. Like it's almost like a relationship between me and the addiction, and the struggle that comes with it daily, you know.
And the video produced for it is amazing. Who helped put that together for you?
So, there's a really, really cool director here in town in Austin that just some friends connected with him. His name is Jared Asia, and his company's called Egg Town Productions. He, until today, mainly worked with hip-hop artists and stuff like that, and when I came to him with the idea, he was really excited about doing something different, like a, you know, rock band, and I think he and Eric Sattler, who also was the guy with the camera moving around, taking, you know, shooting everything and edited everything, both are super talented. They did a great job, and I'm really, really happy. I'm amazed that none of the people, none of the characters are real actors. It's all people that we kind of know, fans of ours, or, you know, some of the actors are actually, you know, the band members themselves, and you can't tell. Like, they're so convincing in their acting, and I think that also Jared did a really good job directing them.
And how are live shows going for you guys at the moment?
Well, Austin is our home base, so we had a CD release here about a month ago to a packed house on a Thursday night, which was amazing. We actually sold out on pre-sale tickets 2 weeks before the show.
Wow.
In one of the coolest clubs in town. We really did not expect that. We had no expectations of that, but we worked hard and it happened, and it was amazing. And so far we've been able to, you know, do really successful, like, packing clubs in some of the other scenes. We do the same in San Angelo, Texas. We have a strong scene out there of up to 21 and over 21, two different kind of crowds. We also do the same in Lubbock, Texas. And we play in Houston regularly, we play in Dallas, we play in San Antonio, and we're growing our followings, like, in, like, I think, like, 8 different scenes in Texas right now.
Wow. And with this album behind you, what's next for the band musically?
Right now, we're actually recording remixes of about 6 or 7 songs on this album. Devil in Me is ready. It should be going out pretty soon. Each of the singles is going to get, like, you know, a music video and a remix. And it's just another expression of our electronic side. We also do shows where we do DJ sets. Right now, we've only tested them out live with me, Mikhail, and Rom. Where we play some of the remixes live, some of other artists' music. It's a cool experiment, just another expression of another side of the band, and I think we proved that we're not afraid to try things and, you know, experiment, so we want to express that too.
Check out the band at their official website, www.seekirony.com. And from their album, Tech and Roll, here is Seek Irony once more with Running Towards the End of the World.
Social loneliness. Give it up and join.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Kefir Gove of Seek Irony for his time and his music, and to Doug Weber of New Ocean Media. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.